This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. At least 38 people were killed when a Greek passenger train collided head-on with a freight train late on Tuesday, derailing carriages which then burst into flames in the country's deadliest rail crash in living memory. Many of the victims were thought to be university students returning home after a long holiday weekend, and officials said the death toll was expected to rise further as temperatures in one carriage had risen to 1,300 degrees Celsius after it caught fire. A witness of the deadly train collision in Greece tells the Associated Press both passenger and freight trains involved in the crash were destroyed. AP correspondent Charles Deladesma reports.
Witness Vasiles Polizos says he believes the passenger train was traveling at nearly 100 miles an hour when the crash happened. After the collision, he says people naturally were scared. They didn't know where they were. Survivors say several passengers were thrown through the windows of the train cars due to the impact. The possible cause of the collision was not immediately clear. The passenger train was carrying about 350 passengers. I'm Charles Deladesma.
Crowds in Abuja cheered as Nigerian President-elect Bola Tinubu received his certificate after being declared winner of the presidential election on Wednesday. The Independent National Electoral Commission said Tinubu garnered nearly 9 million votes ahead of a main opposition challenger with about 7 million votes. Opposition parties rejected the results as the product of a flawed process which suffered multiple technical difficulties owing to the introduction of new technology by INEC, and have called on its chairman to resign. You can find more on this.